Blessings, everybody. This is Dale. Thank you for joining with me today on the Word Podcast. We are in Exodus 14. We're going to wrap this up today, okay? So let's go to verse 21 where we left off in the previous episode and just see how this account ends right here. It says this, Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord swept the sea back by a strong east wind all night and turned the sea in the dry lands, so the waters were divided. The sons of Israel went through the midst of the sea on the dry land, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right and on their left. So we saw this in the previous episode. They passed through with the water on both sides. It says they went through the midst of the sea, so that means they passed through. They walked all the way through there. Now, verse 23. Then the Egyptians took up the pursuit, and all Pharaoh's horses, his chariots, and his horsemen went in after them into the midst of the sea. So the sons of Israel passed through. Pharaoh's army saw this. They watched this. And they decided to pursue them. And I love the way the scripture describes it. They went in after them into the midst of the sea. The same thing. They could see the wall of water on both sides. Okay, just like the children of Israel had. Verse 24. At the morning watch. At the morning watch. So when would that be? When the sun's rising or early in the morning likely? Yeah. At the morning watch, the Lord looked down on the army of the Egyptians or the camp of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and cloud and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. That actually clarifies some things that we've seen because we saw that the angel of the Lord went before them, right? And went behind them. Then we saw that the cloud was before them and is behind them. Here we see that the Lord looked down through the pillar of fire and cloud and brought the army of the Egyptians into confusion. So that tells us that it is the Lord in the midst of the pillar of fire and the cloud. We've suspected that all along, have we not? Now watch what happens. Verse 25, he caused their chariot wheels to swerve, and he made them drive with difficulty. So just imagine these chariots that are going through the sea here on dry land, all of a sudden their wheels start acting crazy. That can also be translated where it said he caused their chariots. It can be translated this way. He removed their chariot wheels. In other words, he caused the wheels to fall off. And the chariots are swerving all over the place, and they're driving with difficulty because they're wobbling back and forth. So the Egyptians said this, let us flee from Israel, for the Lord is fighting for them against the Egyptians. See, they knew. They knew that what was happening right here was not of a natural thing, something that they would have encountered in battle with man. How do they know that? Well, to start with, they got a wall of water on both sides with the sea being parted. They knew they were up against something far greater than they ever imagined. And they said, hey, let's get out of here. Let's flee this right here. But watch what happens. Verse 26, before they could do that, then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the sea so that the waters may come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots and their horsemen. Moses had raised up his staff and had parted the sea. Now the Lord is instructing, stretch out your hand again over the sea so that these waters will come back over the Egyptians, over their chariots, and over their horsemen. Remember how he'd already said two or three times in this chapter right here, God said that he would be honored. He would be honored by Pharaoh, and he'd be honored by the Egyptians, their chariots, and their horses. This is what he's talking about. Verse 27. So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to its normal state at daybreak. While the Egyptians were fleeing right into it, then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. So do you see what's happening here? You can catch the timing. He stretched out the sea, his hand over the sea. The sea returned to its normal state at daybreak. At daybreak. So that's the reason I'm thinking they actually walked through and passed through at night. You know, he delivered them at night out of Egypt. He's delivered them at night right here. How do they see how to go? There was a night light coming from that cloud. Yeah. And the sea returned to its normal state at daybreak. So all the cacophony of the sea coming back, all the cacophony of the Egyptians being drowned and overthrown was at its normal state and was over with by daybreak. The Egyptians had fled, had chased them, and they'd run right into it. Then the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. He literally had victory. And that word overthrew is really interesting because it can be translated shook off. The Lord shook off the Egyptians, just like you might shake off a bug that landed on you or something like that. Now, verse 28, the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen, even Pharaoh's entire army had gone into the sea after them. Not even one of them remained. Not one of the army that went in after them remained. Verse 29. But the sons of Israel walked on dry land through the midst of the sea, and the waters were like a wall to them on their right hand and on their left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day from the hand of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Well, how do they see them dead on the seashore? Folks, they're washing up. Their bodies are washing up on the seashore. There's actually been more than archaeological evidence at the place that I believe where the location of the crossing is. They've actually found chariots. And they found chariot wheels, and they found all sorts of Egyptian paraphernalia, shall we say, at the bottom of the sea there. And then the last verse, chapter 14, the one we read in the previous episode that sort of brings it all together. When Israel saw the great power which the Lord had used against the Egyptians, the people feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in his servant Moses. When they saw what God did, when they saw his power, they feared the Lord, which is exactly what we're supposed to do. And that fear right there literally means to revere. They revered, they honored, they worshiped the Lord. They feared the Lord, and they believed in the Lord. And not only did they believe in the Lord, but they believed in his servant Moses. Remember what they were saying just a little while before, just a few verses back in this chapter. Yeah, they were questioning Moses and saying all this stuff about him and what he had done. But now they believed in the Lord, and they believed in the Lord's servant, Moses. It's a great, great, great little account that we have here of the power of God. Remember how we got here? I was just really, really struck where God said, you know, why are you crying out to me? Why are you crying out to me? Tell the sons of Israel to go forward. Lift up that staff. Stretch out your hand over the sea. Divide it. Folks, whatever it is standing before you, stretch out your hand in the name of the Lord and divide it and just pass right on through the midst of it. Well, again, I'm Dale. Thank you for your time. I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.